Oh, by the way, it's the first day of December, and wait a minute. 30 days until Tom Peterson retires. 30 days until he retires. Tom will hang up his headphones on the 31st of December and call it a career.
Actually, I'm going to quit on the 30th.
Are you really?
Yeah, that's a Friday. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be the last day.
So, shoot, I screwed up. 29 days until Tom Peterson.
Well, if you count today, it would be 30, right?
So, let's just imagine then. Yeah, well, January 1st doesn't count because it's kind of a holiday. Let's say January 10th rolls around. I don't even know what day that is. What time are you going to wake up on January 10th?
Probably about 8 or 9 in the morning.
Yeah. You're not going to get up and listen to this program? Your friend?
Oh, wait.
Your confidant?
No.
Your cohort?
I'm going to record it every day.
Well, all right.
So that I can later listen to every precious moment.
Bull. What will you do? You'll get out of bed at 8 o'clock in the morning and do what?
Read the papers.
And then?
Well, I'll have coffee during that time. Then I will probably sit across the table from my wife and say, yeah, so now what do I do?
Are you afraid of that happening?
And then Maria's going to say, look, I told you, you have to get busy.
Yeah, but are you afraid of that happening?
No.
Not at all?
No.
You're looking forward to that happening?
Yeah.
Like, tell me what to do now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and she's always got a list.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You know.
I mean, you can always do that.
It's the honey-do list.
Yeah. But you won't have this strange yearning to...
To what? Talk into a microphone somewhere?
Just go to a bowling alley and say...
I could go to Walmart. I could do that. You know, attention shoppers.
Lane check. Lane 17. Check on a stuck ball, please.
You know, or maybe they'd like a newscast over there. I could always do that.
You could do that, yeah.
You know, and if anybody's looking for some newscaster, I mean... That's what I do.
You could go off and teach young newscasters the art of newscasting.
One of the things I teach them, there are no jobs in broadcasting.
Talk them out of it and get...
Please consider Hotel Motel.
Yeah.
Try the airline business.
But aren't you going to have this yearning to do something?
Well, you know, it's not like I will disappear completely from this radio station. I probably will fill in occasionally here or there. You know, and that's great plenty. My other job will be I will be making Corsica loaves at the Gore County Bakery.
The head sesame seed sprinkler.
Don is already teaching me how to sprinkle the sesame seeds over the Corsica loaves.
Yeah, I have several friends that have now retired, and almost to a man, they can't imagine where they had the time to work. None of them are.
You know, and I hear
they're all busy.
I hear the same thing. And I think if you don't have a hobby, if you don't have anything else to do, if you don't like anything else, if the job is your life, which this is not, then I think you have a problem.
But
you know I'm a train geek.
Yeah.
Love going out. Probably will volunteer at the Illinois Railway Museum. Go out there and do that.
There's always stuffing olives with blue cheese.
You got that right. Yeah. Yes. And, you know, that kind of thing. There's plenty of things to do. I love to read. I think there's all kinds of things that I will keep busy with. And again, around the house, my wife has a lot of great projects for me. So
let's say our overnight newscaster has a appendicitis attack. If they call you at 1 o'clock in the morning and say, Tom, help us! Will you be here at 1 in the morning?
Not a chance.
That's a team player. Yeah, he gave 40 years to the company, but up yours now, buddy. Yeah.
And can you imagine what it would be like to get up at 2:30 in the morning and come in here and fill in? You know, I mean, I'm out of practice. Yeah. I can't do that.
True.
Well, although I would.
Yeah.
I mean, if you would call me in for the bullpen, you know, to fill in, I'd be happy to do it.
Yeah. Just wondering.
Because I'll miss you. You know that.
Well, I know that. And we'll
I never miss your show.
Never hear it. Never miss it. Thank you. Once again, that's 29 days until Mr. Peterson hangs up his headphones. By the way, are those your headphones?
No.
You don't even have your own personal headphones?
No.
We can't have them bronze or anything?
No.
Those are station headphones?
Yes.
Well, you tight what?
They're station issued.
Of course.
And they've been repaired many times by Jimmy Lucas.
Of course, you know, I have my own professional set of headphones.
I know. Of course, you have those little things that you stick in your ear there.
You know what? Because the big headphones, when you put them over your hair like that, every time you take it off, another clunk of hair comes.
Well,
I paid too much money for this. I can't afford to misplace this hair anymore.
Plus, it leaves ridges in your hair, which has been lacquered down with hairspray.
You get headphone dent. That's what you get. 27 minutes after 6 o'clock, I just want to remind everyone there's 29 days.
You won't even be here the last day.
Yeah, I may have to change it.
Maybe you should make a guest appearance at least.
I haven't put in an ISD in life. if I'm back, I will. If I'm back, I will.
So. Okay.
Tommy, what's up?
What? What do you want? Shut up.
Before 8 o'clock gets here, I'll give you details on how you can bid for and maybe own Marilyn Monroe's bra. Yeah, it's on the auction block. So,
probably make a macrame hanger out of it or something, you know?
A hammock.
A couple of plants.
A hammock. That's a good one, Mikey. It's a good one. You're fired. So how'd you like to get your hands on Marilyn Monroe's bra?
That's a loaded
question. So to speak.
Yeah. I mean, literally. Literally, you can. You can buy her bra. I mean, you can bid for it. It's up for auction.
I don't think that's what I'd be interested in, you know?
Can
you,
well, I mean, use it as a planter. Use it as a
slingshot.
An hors d'oeuvre. As Mikey said earlier,
double
a hammock.
Launch. Yeah, a hammock, yeah.
We'll talk
for
about
your
that.
Hamster.
For a second. Traffic is.
See, I'd be far more interested in what was in there. Yeah, than well, what, okay. You know, come on.
Well, we'll leave that go.
Coldest wind chill I find is Ashland, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. It's minus 17.
I was just shopping there a couple weeks
That's
ago.
Where I was born.
Yeah. Ashland?
Yeah.
They have a statue up there?
There's a statue there. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is it bigger than Bertrand's down in Piatone?
It's slightly smaller.
Just a little smaller than that.
Because he paid more for his. Yeah.
Tom's is made of iron ore.
Yes.
Okay, well.
Ore,
yeah. By the way, hang on. 28 days until Tom retires. 28 days until Tom retires. That's enough.
Is it going to be an everyday thing?
Yeah, I think we'll just count it down. We'll get that backwards calendar and pull a sheet down every day. And it's just, you know, I need a little reverb on that, too, I think, Benji. 28 days until Tom retires. That is all.
It's a little bit like you're in a jail cell, you know, where you mark off the days.
Another hash mark there, yeah.
Etch it into the stone.
Get 700 Sundays, published by Warner Books, and pick it up. It's a good read. Huh?
That does bring up a lot of memories when you think about what you did on Sundays with your father. You know?
What do you remember?
We used to drive around. My dad was in the concrete business.
I didn't know that.
And we would drive around. Our Sundays were spent driving around looking at the cement that he had finished.
Oh. What an exciting life.
I'm in the back of the fifth. I'm sitting in the back of the Chevy. Mom's up front there pushing the imaginary brake pedal when he nearly collided with everything at the intersection. But he would point out, did that driveway there? Yeah, that's well, that was Sunday. It truly was.
My father was the identification officer at the police department. We go around and look at the bodies he's found.
Fun day. So what he said, I think, you know, that's about right, because my dad would work on Saturdays, so I mean, Sunday was the day. We usually do that, yeah.
Very cool. You know what I'm just thinking? Hey, Tom, that's what we do in your retirement. Let's start making aluminum Christmas trees. I'll go into business with you. And if they're that popular again.
And we'll do it out of beer cans.
Oh, there you go. Recycled Schlitz bottle cans. There you go. I mean, if they're that popular, and if somebody were to just sell them, then somebody could get rich on that again.
You can. They're strictly sold in the upscale catalog, the higher priced retailers like this. But they're popular. And this is the one thing about decorations, the Christmas decorations. People are looking for something new every year.
Yeah. What are you going to say, Tommy?
Well, I think one of the problems I've always found is that when you walked into the room and there was an aluminum tree there, you smelled aluminum. You didn't get the green smell of the trees.
It smelled like an Alcoa factory.
That's why you have aerosol spray.
So I have to spray the aluminum tree, right?
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
$5.
That's a great idea that we come up with these.
You know what? If they're selling for that much.
You know, and we can have a lot next to a jewel store, you know?
Aluminum Christmas trees.
You know?
And just, instead of a tree on a stand, put up a, like a box. Remember, no three prongs into two holes.
What I like doing is running one of those big orange extension cords over to your neighbor.
And suck all the power out of their
house. Out of his house.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
After all, it's the season of sharing.
Merry Christmas. That's the voice of little Paul Green there.
Good morning, Spike.
You know, this man here only has 15 days left of his professional broadcasting career.
He's making notches on the wall there. You know that.
You know what he's going to do? He's gonna leave in 15 days. I'll bet you $20. He shows up on a Door County radio station playing the oldies.
Yeah.
He's going to be, what's your name going to be, Tommy?
Fritz.
Hey, Fritz with you on a Friday. I'll be with you till midnight.
I'm going to be doing polkas.
From the top deck bar?
There you go.
That's a great idea.
There
you go.
Tommy, that's a great idea. The top deck bar. You can have your little disco board there and
be
play
perfect.
Polkas. Oh, my gosh.
Flashing lights.
And in this weather, you'd have audience of at least
12.
Yeah. I mean, that's perfect, man. That's perfect. I can see you doing that. That'd be fun. Okay.
14 days until Tom is a has-been. 14 days.
I don't think it's necessary to put it that way.
Okay, how do you want me to say this then? Because I'm going to keep counting this down.
But has-been is probably not accurate.
14 days until Tom takes full advantage of his ARP card at Denny's.
I like that.
All right.
Do they take my ARP card?
Well, absolutely.
Oh.
Absolutely.
That's good.
Doggone right. You know what? I used mine when I checked into a hotel on the last vacation.
I know.
I was getting ready to pay the bill. I said, will you honor this? And she says, yeah, can I see your driver's license? She wanted to check. Well, I felt honored. She wasn't quite sure I was old enough to use that. I said, well, all right, I'll take it.
Well, like yesterday, I went to Kohl's. You know, it's senior citizen discount day on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
At Kohl's.
Yeah. So you bought
it. Plus, it was 50% off yesterday.
I know.
Like every other day at Kohl's.
I know, but it was great yesterday because, you know, then you get the other discount. I think it's 15%.
Yeah.
So you go, I'd like my senior citizen discount. She looks at me. You old enough?
You have to ask for that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I said, yes, I am.
See what you had to look forward to, Slick Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great day when you get your ARP card.
You know?
Because you go hit things like the wall.
Right. And you get all those discounts.
Don't send this to me yet. There you go. Simple as that. It's like the finger game. Remember when we used to play the finger game? Every now and then.
I forgot about that.
No one would ever win, but like once every 3 years, I'd say, yeah, you're right. So I just give him everything.
You know? I'm surprised you haven't brought that back.
You know what? Nick doesn't know how to play the finger game.
I know I don't.
All right, Tom, go ahead. Start. Say you want to play the finger game.
You want to play the finger game?
All right, you want to play? How many fingers am I holding up right now?
Go ahead, Nick.
Three.
Nope, that was close, so I had two up.
Yeah, you had
very
two.
Close.
Yeah.
I had two up.
Very.
You can try again next time.
You will notice, Nick, that you're always very close in this
game. Well, I was going to say between one and five in true weatherman style, but I thought I'd save the smart...
Now, I have to explain that. I have to say, every time I do that, people go, what is he talking about? When I was at the station, the Quad Cities I was working at, another radio station was doing a contest called, I think it was called the Winner Game, the Winner's Game or something. And evidently that station said, okay, call in now. But they called the wrong number. They called me and they said, I want to play the finger game. And I said, what? And he says, and he's on the air with me. And he says, I want to play the finger game. I said, all right. How many fingers am I old enough? he said something like three, and I go, oh, my goodness, that's close. I had four. I'm sorry. And from there on, I just had a life of its own. But I guess you had to be there. Hey, get out of here, Slick Nick. We'll talk to you in a little bit, okay?
Okay.
All right. See you. By the way, Bill wants to tell you something, Tom. Go ahead, Bill.
Hi, Spike. Hi, Tommy. Hey, one thing that my father-in-law always tells me now that he's retired is that he misses having his days off.
But when all you have is days off, he misses looking forward to a day off, right?
Exactly. Yeah,
right. You know, exactly. That kind of makes sense, I guess, because you look forward to weekends, and now weekends will be like anything else,
all
right?
All the time, yeah. That's good point,
that's
yeah.
Right. All right.
Thanks, Bill.
No problem. Thanks,
something Bill. To look forward to, not having a weekend. Is this Allie?
Yeah.
Hi, Allie.
Hey, Spike.
I like that name.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's my wife's maiden name, you know.
Is it really?
Allie, yeah.
Well, mine's actually, that's my first name is actually short for Alicia, but
Alicia,
I shortened
okay.
it that
way. Yeah, A-L-L-E-Y was her maiden name.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's cute.
Yeah, what can I do for you?
Well, I was calling because we wanted to tell Tom that we're going to miss him. We want to see how we can talk him out of it.
Well, I think there's a chance
of
taking contributions.
You don't understand, Tom. We get such a kick out of you guys.
Well, you know, there's a time in everyone's life where enough is enough.
Geez. Here we go. Where's the violin?
You know, where you can only, as Roger used to say, you could only keep giving so much.
There's only so much.
You know, and then finally you're going to start taking, you know?
No,
and,
it's your time.
And he's taking from his pension fund from here on out. Here he goes.
And Social
this is
Security.
What we're gonna miss. Who's going to make fun of you, Spike?
Oh, believe me, there'll be plenty of... Tom knows the hotline number. He can still call in and make fun of me. So.
Thanks, Allie, though. I really appreciate that.
Oh, well, thanks, Tom. We've been listening to you for a long time. We really love you.
Thank you very much. We
all
love
right.
you, too. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. What a lot of people don't understand is how hard it is to replace this guy. We're just going through that now, and you just don't replace Tom Peterson.
I understand it's going to be a computer.
Well, the Tom 2000 is what it's going to be.
And now the news. Thank you, Spike.
You know, we were just talking.
That would be great. I'll just record all these words and you put them all together.
Yeah, put them together. We were just talking on the intercom, too. You're at a stage in your career now. Well, you've got 14 days left. You could say anything you wanted to right now. Everything you wanted to get off
all
your chest.
All those words.
You could say anything.
You could never say in radio.
What are they going to do, fire you?
Seven words that everybody else uses?
I mean, But, I mean, you could get... You could spew any thought, any propaganda, anything you ever wanted to say but were afraid to say because they'd fire you. You could go nuts right now.
Yeah, I could. But I'm an ethical individual with high moral character. You understand that.
Bull.
And therefore, I will go out on a high note. Not a low note, Spike.
Tom, I got a job for you. Hang on a second. I got a job for you. Norm in Sandwich has a job for you. Hey, Norm, you're on WGN.
Yeah, say, my wife's fretting about our place in downtown Juddville. I don't know if Tom knows where that is.
Oh, sure.
But we need somebody to fill the bird feeders. We don't get up there that often.
You know,
that's an ethical job.
I have to fill my own up there, you know? My wife always gets concerned about the poor birdies up there during the winter in Door County, and we don't get up there enough.
You'd have to become a member of the UBFFOA.
And that is what?
The United Bird Feed Fillers of America.
Well, we got to establish more bluebirds up there.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Well, just made the offer.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. I'll take it under consideration.
Yeah, we'll keep it on the
They say they never see you at the Sister Bay Bowl much.
Well, I quit bowling there.
Okay.
See ya.
See ya.
Sure. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you can feed bird food.
You know, I haven't been to the Sister Bay Bowl for a while. That they've got great perch fry on Fridays.
I've been there. I've had a perch fry there.
It's great.
It's very good.
Really is.
So we'll do that sometime. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the big broadcast. You know,
good morning.
Do you know that David Ennett and I shared a man-to-man embrace right in the middle of State Street in Wabash last night, didn't we?
Yes.
Taxi cabs were flipping their fingers.
Yeah, out, they were.
Honking their horns. And
what was the occasion?
Well, you tell them, Dave. Go ahead there.
Well, the occasion was the party for Mr. Peterson at Harry Carey's, and the Odells were on their way out. I was on my way in after spending 90-plus minutes in traffic getting downtown.
Oh, man, that was brutal, yeah. So Dave is, I see him on the other side of the corner, or on the other side of the street.
Our eyes met. Across Wabash.
Well, across Wabash, and I said to
my wife. Do you guys need a moment? Or?
You know, I said to my wife, I said, watch this. I'm just going to embarrass the heck out of Dave right here. I said, watch this. So in the middle of the road, slush up to our ankles, I grab Dave and I hug him, just a big man-to-man bear hug, and all the taxis just stop.
Was there a picture taken?
No, thank goodness.
Darn.
And I didn't flinch.
I think my wife even said, "You guys need a minute."
I think they needed a hug after that.
Then I hugged
minutes.
Your wife.
Yeah. Right in the middle of State Street in Wabash. It was funny.
So you'd been to the party. Dave hadn't been to the party.
Dave obviously did not do his time management very well. And
no, I did my time management just fine, thank you. But I think I allotted sufficient time to get downtown. Yeah. I mean, what it should have been.
By the way, yeah, a little gathering, a little get-together for Tom Peterson. That's why he's not here. Tom's still at the party, as a matter of fact.
I believe it.
he probably is.
I kept waiting for him to sing Scotch and Soda, but I didn't
hear
it.
Me too.
Yeah.
It was a nice party. A lot of people I hadn't seen came back to town for it.
Yeah. By the way, what night does Wes Bleed open at Zany's?
Look at him. There he is, right there. Was he cracking the one-liners?
Oh, man,
he was on a roll.
He had them rolling in the aisles.
So, see, I didn't hear that. I had left by, before that, so I could get home before 9 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah, Wes Bleed, Steve Carver.
Carver
was ripping
on
out the one-liner.
Yeah. So it's, when you put all that time into an organization and you're calling it quits, be prepared to be filleted. You're going to be roasted.
True.
Yeah. But that's why you've not retired yet, right, Big O?
Because
you're
going to
get filleted when,
when
you do that. Well, it was nice. It was a good gathering. We gathered over at Harry Carey's and went into one of the upper rooms there. And what time did they get out of there?
They're still there, aren't
they? Ask Jimmy.
Yeah.
Ask Jimmy. Because the Sun Times party was in the next room.
Was next door, yeah. I saw Mr. Feeder over there. I saw
Mr. Roper.
Roper was over there. So I saw a bunch of them.
But all these Monday night holiday parties. That's tough.
I know it really is.
I'm a little disappointed that Mr. Peterson isn't here to give us his personal impressions on the party.
Sure, we'll hear it tomorrow.
He wimped out and asked Andre to come in and do that.
Yeah, he asked me last night on his seventh drink. No, he didn't.
Well, it was a good time. So, as you said, saw a lot of people I hadn't seen for a long time. Wayne Breesman
and his wife.
And Barb,
hadn't seen those guys for
a long time, so... It's good to reconnect and have holiday and Merry Christmas wishes to one another and hoist one in honor of Tommy, who's a short timer. What's he got? Hang on a second, he's not here. But Don Peterson has 11 days until he's a has been. All right.
So, wait a minute, there's more than 11 days left.
11 working days.
Oh.
11 working days. So let's go into the emergency closing system now to Tom with all the closings. Go, Tom.
There are none.
He's still at his party.
No closings yet. Okay. Tommy just got back.
I'll have another.
Hey, we figured you'd just blow out of here and just call it quits. I mean, after that party, we didn't think you'd even come back.
No. No.
He never said goodbye.
Yeah.
we had to come back.
We had a great time, and we're sorry we missed you. Mary, that you weren't there.
She was tapping.
I had a tap, too.
I know. Yeah. It's really too bad, because you missed a very nice party.
I've heard so much about it.
All those people.
Sorry.
We'll have to have another.
I was going to say, how many more farewell parties can we have?
Well, this is World Tour.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. But one of the greatest gifts, and I don't think anybody knows this, is that Orion gave me a copy, and this is very touching. Copy of his record that he recorded how many years ago?
I think it was 83.
Of I Used to Go Nuts at Christmas.
There may be
the 45 RPM original.
Yes, exactly. And there aren't many 45s around that you can play anymore, Ori and I was truly touched by that.
I could tell.
Yeah.
Do you have a record player to play that on?
Yes, I do. I actually do.
Do you really?
You know what? It has that big spindle in the middle.
Yeah, you got to have that big thing in the middle of it. And you lose that a lot.
I don't know. We're not going to get to do this much longer because who is leaving us pretty quick? The short timer and former news director and morning mouth from the anchor desk over there, Mr. Tom Peterson, is leaving me in a few days.
Personally, I don't believe it.
It's true.
I heard it, but
it's
I didn't
true.
Believe it.
It's true. It's true. It's true.
He's gone. He's going off to the...
I'm announcing right now that I'm moving to London.
Tommy, that guest room is yours anytime you want it, but I just need to tell you, leave the lawnmower at home.
Cannot bring the lawnmower.
We only have a patio, you know?
Trust me, I'll leave it at home. Yeah.
And you know what? When Tommy gets over there, he cannot find too many of those double-decker buses anymore, can he?
Well, you know, it's a funny thing. I mean, I had heard about Tommy's retirement, if you want to call it that. I think, frankly, he's much too young to retire. But it made me think of the Routemaster. Retirement, Routemaster, Tommy. Okay, it's stretching it a little bit. But, of course, these were the hop-on, hop-off, open-back, red, shiny red, double-decker buses that have been plying their way along London streets, I guess back, you know, about 50 years now, about the same time as Tommy.
Yes, give us your Martha Stewart imitation.
That's not a good thing, Hey, Linda, always a pleasure speaking with you.
Kick me.
All right.
Maybe talking to you, Tommy. Don't go.
Linda.
Tommy.
We'll see you before.
Tommy.
Bye.
I'll leave you guys alone here for a second. See you, Linda.
Bye, guys.
Give me the Queen's departure speech as I'm leaving.
Love you, Tommy. Love you.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
There she goes. From across the pond in the ABC News Bureau offices of London, one of our favorites, Linda Albert, with some holiday tips from what they're saying on that side of the pond today. Well, you know what? We're going to miss one of our guys around here, too, Ronnie. I'm not sure you know that being out there in Arizona, but Tom Peterson from the newsroom has, how many days is it, Tommy? 10 more days?
10 or 11, something like that, yeah.
And then we're going to fire him.
Tom was, he was up in the booth and is now retiring.
Huh? Yes, I am. That's exactly right.
Yep, he's going to go out there and enjoy all the good life now and follow trains around. And that's his big hobby is trains.
So. And I can hit Andy and Ron up for tickets.
You know, there you go.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, you know, I'll be on a fixed income, so I won't have a lot of money. You know.
Tell me how many working days you have?
I think it's 9.
9. Yeah, you know what? This is going to be weird because not all of us are going to be here on your last day. I've got another week, and then I'm gone, and then I'm out of town for a week, and I think Mary, are you gone, Mary, or not? Dave, you are.
My last day with Tom will be Tuesday.
Well, you why? Why?
Well, I'm off part of next week, and then I'm at the bowl game the following week.
How long does it take to go to a bowl game?
I'll be down there covering.
Say a bowl game or a bowl game?
Bowl game.
A bowl game.
I mean, the game is just one day. How many days does this take, Dave?
I will be down there that week to provide reports to the great WGN listening audience.
Tom, don't you think you want him here for you to...
Oh, yes.
On your last day?
Yes,
be a little bit closer?
I will be with you in spirit, Tom.
Thank you. I get the feeling a lot of people will be with me in spirit that day.
I'll be here.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mary.
I think.
I'll be here, Tom. Fellow Fulmer.
Max.
Well, what are we going to do
with
special?
With you to the caboose, buddy.
No, it's now called a Fred.
Fred.
Who's going to be here, John Williams?
That's a railroad.
I don't know. I think Johnny is here. Yeah. I think John is here. But
I think John Williams will be here.
And then,
last report, that's what I heard.
You know, yeah. I will call.
Oh, boy.
I mean...
At 5 a.m.?
I'm going to be out of town, so...
So why am I getting abused?
Well,
if you're going to be out of I'm working. You're out of town on vacation.
You're taking 8 days for one game.
No. I'm taking 3 days.
I'm taking
for
my final
else.
Week of vacation, yeah. Well,
you know, when it comes right down to it, that's okay. Don't worry about it. I'll get along.
Uh-huh. Oh, jeez.
Oh,
here
boy.
Now
if Spike loved you, he would come back on
God,
that.
Now
last
he's making
day.
Us feel bad.
You know, if it were me, though, I'd be back.
Come back for the last day, at least.
You bet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Tommy, you just ought to just boycott.
Where we are going to review in great detail my entire career.
Well, I'll make sure that week I'm off.
The whole week we're doing that.
I'll just make sure then.
Well, I got a letter from somebody yesterday who said, you know, for your last show, your last appearance,
yeah,
you ought to play all of Scotch and Soda. And I said, no, I don't think so.
Do we have the entire thing?
Yeah, you do.
Do you?
Yeah, but don't do it.
All right, Benji, mark
why would
down.
You say that,
Johnny,
Tom?
Yeah.
If you didn't want him to do it, why would you tell him?
Because you know darn well I'll do it then if you say don't.
Well, he won't be here.
Oh, that's right. Well, I'll just do it on my last day with him. And okay. We'll
and
do
then
something.
I want the dogs howling over it. The other favorite I have.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
I'm Tom Peterson on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.